Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auction. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
Today's cattle futures market continued to show quite a bit of volatility. Early in the trading session, the market went higher. We went all the way up in the feeder cattle to up about $1.60 or $1.70. August went up to $158.72. May feeder cattle, which expire tomorrow, were down 22 at 136.40. And they pretty quiet all day today with the 50-cent trading range. Of course, they expire tomorrow. And the feeder cattle index, as of yesterday, was 136.30. So we're right there at the index. The live cattle, on the other hand, were anywhere from 30 to 90 lower. June live cattle down 35 at 119 or 116.37. August at 119.15, down 95 cents. The trade this week looks like it's going to be between 119 and 120. Again, the feeder cattle index is 136.31. Boxed beef just continues to go higher. It was nearly $330, $329.92, up 209 yesterday for choice. Select up 304. Packer margins are just way wide, up there with the record levels, around $1,000 or over $1,000 per head. So the industry is starting to shift and adjust to that. This is really the third time, with the Tyson fire being the first one, COVID being the second one, and this is the third time that has been this at these levels for a sustained period of time.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Well, today's grain futures market started off the day and overnight under pressure. We had quite a bit of a turnaround this morning at 9:30 a.m., and we finished a little bit higher in corn. July at 4.5 at 6.24¾. That was about 22 cents off of the low. We went down to 6.02. I think there might have been some managed money buying those corn futures down around $6, and that held it over 6.02. December corn got down to $5.25, and it finished at 5.21½, so 21 cents off the low and up 5¾. Beans weren't quite as fortunate here. We were down 8 in July, so they sold off, but at 8 cents lower at 15.03. That was still about 15 off their lows. November beans at 13.47, down a quarter. July Kansas City wheat closed at 6.01¼, down 3¼. Generally speaking, the idea here is these managed money hedge funds were long almost 400,000 bushels of corn, and now they're long under 200,000 bushels. So they've cut that position in half, and I believe primarily is because of rainfall. It doesn't look like there's any sort of negative or imminent weather threat at this point, and rainfall on the horizon. That rain makes grain, you know, they say. Even if it's too much early, it ends up paying off in the long run with more bushels. So stay tuned. Weather forecast right now are favorable.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.